The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Heartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Heartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings and reconciliations, so many challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He's healed, strengthened, and is maturing us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level. With others in my family, we are in our 18th year of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. Again, I'm Carol Gordon. And if you have been a regular listener, you know that we have, through the month of April, this being the 29th, we have emphasized the young people and the children because we just came off a conference, Mountain of Worship, this weekend. It was so glorious. And the Week of Purity is the preceding week from when I'm speaking with you in Oklahoma, Purity Week. And we had an event at the Capitol where young people, 15 and older, were able to go and talk about the issues they were interested in with the legislators. And we encouraged the legislation to uphold the things that in our culture that honor children and don't degrade them, to protect them from the inroads that the enemy is trying to make. We had the enemy of our souls is against family. He's against marriage. He's against healthy children. Everything that God planned is for our good. We have an enemy who's against it. There has been a war going on for quite a long time now because of the fall of Lucifer, which preceded the fall of Adam. And he hates God, wanted to be like God, and wasn't able to because he was usurping that position, or trying to. And so he hates everything that God stands for. And when he caused the downfall of Adam by trying to tell them that God wasn't really good and he didn't really have their best interest at heart, which was a lie, when God spoke to him about that, he said to him that he was cursed and that there was a seed coming that would bruise his head, take out any authority that he had gained from Adam. But he could not get any closer than the bottom of his feet. So he thought, oh, there's somebody coming. Wonder who that is. Well, if it's a seed of woman, I'll just try to take out all the seed that come. And so that was his plan, to come against the seed, the children. And he succeeded. He got the first two brothers, one to kill the other. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said in John 10:10, that's why the enemy came, to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said in the same breath, "But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundant." And we are on that side of the cross. We are in where the I am has come in our lives. If we have asked him into our hearts, the I am has come that we might have life abundant. And the enemy is still trying to rob and steal. If you don't know about the life abundant, if you don't know the I am has come, as he hasn't come, if you haven't asked him to come for you, then you are being stolen from, lied to by all the powers of darkness that have tried to hide the fact that God is good. And he has worked overtime through the relationship in families, because God loves families. God, family is a God thing. We are his family. And so through the generations, you see in the scriptures, and you can see it in your own life and the life of your family, how the enemy has tried to destroy, and he comes after the children. The whole scripture, after the flood, God said to Noah, "I'm going to bless you and your generations." God is always blessing a person and their families after them, because of, if they will choose God, then he can bless their family. He has an entrance to bless their family. And we see the enemy trying to divide and conquer immediately. When he called Abraham, he said, "Get out from your father's house." His father had died, but he had other brothers. And you can know there's always so much stress between siblings, because that's one of the enemy's patterns. He tries to cause strife between siblings. He told Abraham, "Just get out from their influence and let me be your only influence." Well, he had a nephew that tagged along. And so eventually the nephew had to leave, because God wanted to be the sole influence for Abraham so he could give him a whole new mindset. And then he ended up with having a son who was not the son of promise, not God's plan for him, but God always works with what happens. And so he said of Ishmael, before Ishmael was born, this was before he was born. Things happened while this child was in the womb. And if you think things don't happen when your child or when you were in the womb, guess again, because things happen right there. This child was rejected. He and his mother was so rejected, she left the encampment. And at that time, the Lord spoke to her and said, "You will have a son. His name will be Ishmael. And he will be very hostile. And he will be hostile to his brothers." And that's still going on. We have a whole political-looking thing that is because of hostility toward the brother. But it isn't just a political thing. It's a spiritual battle. There is still the hostility toward the chosen brother. And those things just continue to grow and to cause problems. The whole rest of the Genesis is about conflict between brothers. I think I've said that before, but on this show. But we have to come into a place of healing in families. God wants families healed. One time I said to the Lord, it was in like November, and we were trying to get together some plans for Christmas, and this one wasn't coming home, And I said to the Lord, I said, "I just would like my whole family together loving each other. Is that too much to ask?" And he replied to me, I heard an audible voice saying, "No." He said, "That's my plan. That's what I desire. My whole family to be together, loving one another." I was just overwhelmed and just wept and wept, because that is God's heart, for all of us to be rightly connected in healthy ways and enjoy each other and him and his blessing on our lives. But the enemy keeps coming in. He keeps trying to destroy, to get into children's lives before they're even born. Rejection, regret, hatred, all kinds of things that can be planted in a little spirit even before it's born. And we have seen many people healed in through prayer of rejection that came in the womb. I myself was, fear was spoken over me when I was in the womb, and I was delivered from that. There is nothing too hard for God, nothing that goes so deep that God can't heal it. But if we are unaware of the way the enemy works, we will be deceived. He gets whole cultures or authorities to move in his way. Like, for instance, there was a time that Pharaoh was very afraid of the Israelites that were slaves in his land, because they were just multiplying. They were having so many children. Their population was growing, and that looked dangerous to him. He didn't look at it as more workers. He looked at it as somebody that could rise up against him. So his plan was to drown all the baby boys. And he gave instructions to that. And, of course, Moses was the deliverer that was promised. And that was why there was so much pressure, because freedom was coming, and in the spirit realm, the enemy knew that, and so he's trying to kill it, to kill this deliverance. And so he manipulates the Pharaoh to drowning these baby boys. Well, of course, they didn't get Moses. Moses survived and was even raised in the palace. But 40 years later, when the Israelites left the nation, well, they decided they could do without all these slaves, so they've chased after them, and what happened to them? The Egyptians were drowned, just like they had drowned the babies. You just don't mess with God and his plans. And what you sow, you will reap. And we see the same pattern again with Herod. He was hearing prophecies of a king coming. There were lots of prophecies. They knew exactly the time frame when the Messiah was supposed to come. So we're going to a commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon, and I'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to HeartMenders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to HeartMenders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon, and so glad to have you with me today. We are talking about the way that the enemy goes after the children, starting back in the first of Genesis and all the way through to our own lives, and how he tries to undermine our security, our identity, our destiny, and he wants to destroy every person, and he begins before you're born. And if we begin to realize that, then we can begin to take action and to help children know that they are loved, and speak well over them, blessing them, speaking blessings over them in the womb. And that is not something that we generally do. We generally minister, first, are they healthy? Then we begin to teach them soulishly information and things. And later we start talking to them about the Lord. But we should have their minister to the life of their spirit. Their spirit is alive when they're in the womb. And they can hear worship music. They can hear words of blessing, all kinds of things. And because of that fact, The enemy tries to destroy children from the youngest age. We were talking before the break about how Pharaoh had had babies killed. Herod had the boys 2 years and younger in Bethlehem killed, trying to destroy the promised Messiah. Now that same spirit, and these people that we're speaking of, even Pharaoh and Herod, were driven and deceived by demonic powers. The darkness that wants to destroy, where Satan said, I'm coming after that seed and I'm going to destroy it. He set his ranks of demonic powers in there in different ways, so that as they became honored, then these things would happen, because several of the pagan gods, Molech was one of them, those are all manifestations of demonic things behind them, and they required the sacrifice of children in order to have good crops, or something was going wrong. Otherwise, you would sacrifice your child. Isn't that sick? Well, that same spirit is behind abortion today. So the same lying, deceiving entities are working this in new ways today. They are still trying to steal, kill, and destroy the life of God in each and every person. And so if we know that, we resist it. If we don't know that, we are a prey to that. The same things, the destruction of the innocence of children. These old pagan gods that you read about in the Bible, they were all worshipped not in a pure way. They were worshipped through perversions. They had prostitutes in the temples, male and female, all kinds of gross things that they did to destroy the people and have them honor death and all kinds of things. And those still things are working today. The media has been so deceived that it puts out trash that destroy the innocence of children. If stuff was coming over the internet, the parents could either have filters or can monitor what the children were watching. Now they carry iPods, and there's no monitoring at all on that. And the enemy can get to them with pictures and ideas that destroy their innocence and their identity, and is doing it all the time. But through prayer, if we know how to pray and pray for our children, pray over our children, take our authority in the heavenlies. We have a heavenly ministry of prayer where we are seated at the right hand of Jesus Christ, speaking His word, taking His authority over these dark things. And we can bring our children out. We have so many opportunities to pray, and we can pray generally for children. HeartMenders is at present having a prayer initiative to pray for children and young people. We pray for children in our own families. We all want to do that, but we can pray more specifically. I just recently ministered on this at HeartMenders, and you could order the CD of that for $10 on children. Our April offer is on my new book on marriage, and that would give you a good basis for raising your children, is to have your marriage in order and have the gifts flowing in your marriage and your children protected by that one flesh entity in agreement. You can get the book on marriage, Marriage is a Gift, for $15 by mail by calling 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We take Visa and MasterCard. You can also send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516, or on our website, www.heartmenders.org. You can give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us to reach out to a hurting world. And the Lord is increasing our outreach, and we're very excited about some of the things that He's having us do, primarily over the Internet. So if you are feel a call to pray for children and young people, take advantage of this opportunity. Get on our website, www.heartmenders.org, and participate in the prayer initiatives that we are doing at the behest of the Lord. We don't just think those up. We do them when the Lord tells us. And right now we're in a season of praying for children. So if you want more instruction and how to pray for children, be sure and call or write for this CD message on children that we have. So I am just really excited about what the Lord is doing, and that He's, you know, He gets to direct what HeartMenders does. I spoke last week about how He had redirected us last year, and we had a purity conference, and He's directing us more and more toward having things prepared for young people. Next week, it's 2 weeks from today, is Mother's Day. Next week and on Mother's Day Sunday, I'm going to be having my oldest daughter on the program. And we have a wonderful testimony of healing, and I'm sure you will enjoy hearing that. We've actually been on television with it. Last year at Mother's Day, we were on a show that broadcasts around the whole world. And so we are doing that again on the radio, and because you can hear this program on the Internet around the world. So I'm looking forward to having her come and be with us. So God is so good. We have seen so much healing and redemption in our family. We have more to come, but we are seeing day by day, year by year, God working in our children, even the ones who have none of my children were raised in the Lord, but God is redeeming that. The ones who have been separated from us through divorce and so forth, those kids are being redeemed. We are seeing them grow and come to appreciate our side of the family, so to speak. And God is just good. He is just working and working to redeem everything the enemy has stolen. If we'll get in agreement with Him, if we will speak His word over our families, if we will, instead of wringing our hands and saying, "Oh God, please do something," no, we have authority to make the darkness back off from them. We aren't controlling them, the people, but we do have authority to shut down the work of darkness that is blinding them. And we can teach you how to pray. The 1st of May, we will have a healing intensive on Authority for Warfare. You can find out more about that by calling our office. We have a lot of things available to help you get your family back in under the covering of the Most High. And we just thank the Lord that we are able to do this, to help other people to come to a place where they are experiencing the redemption of the Lord. And I thank you for being with me this morning on News Radio KTOK 1000. This is Carol Gordon, and I trust that this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and relationships. You can have all the promises of help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone, 405-495-HOPE, 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining me, and I will see you next week. A blessing on you and your week from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.